Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Centre approves proposals worth over 21,000 crore rupees to acquire naval defence equipment for effective surveillance in coastal areas. Lok Sabha passes Banking Laws Amendment Bill, while Rajya Sabha gives nod to Oilfield Regulation and Development Amendment Bill. Government launches 16 initiatives to empower Divyangjan across the nation. A most wanted terrorist commander, Junaid Ahmed Bhatt, killed in an encounter in Jammu and Kashmir. South Korea President Yoon Suk-yeol declares emergency martial law in the country. And India beat Hong Kong China 31-28 in Asian Women's Handball Championship in Delhi. The Defence Acquisition Council has approved 5 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 21,772 crore rupees. The Council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi today, granted acceptance of necessity for the procurement of 31 new water jet fast attack crafts for the Indian Navy. The Defence Ministry said these are designed to perform the task of low-intensity maritime operations, surveillance, patrol and search and rescue operations close to the coast. In addition, these vessels will play an effective role in anti-piracy missions, especially in and around Indian Island territories. The Ministry said the Council has also accorded approval for procurement of 120 fast interceptor crafts and certain other equipment. The Lok Sabha has passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1980. The bill also seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from the existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. Moving the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the proposed amendment will strengthen governance in the banking sector, apart from enhancing customer convenience.
India's banking sector, irrespective of politics, is critical to this nation. We can't afford to have any one of our banks struggling or on the crevice that they may fall off. I must credit the RBI and the Ministry of Finance. Since 2014, we have been extremely cautious. So the intention is to keep our banks safe, stable, healthy, and it is benefiting the economy. So India should take pride in the fact that today the banks are up to a lot of good and they are being professionally managed.
The Rajya Sabha today gave its nod to the Oilfield Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Oilfields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane and shale gas. It clarifies that mineral oils will not include coal, lignite or helium. Replying to a debate on the bill, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the bill ensures policy stability, sharing of infrastructure, carbon capture, decriminalization and easy resolution of disputes. Mr. Puri said the bill will provide ease of doing business in the oil and gas sector.
All provisions that I have mentioned intend to substantially improve the ease of doing business and make India an attractive destination for enhanced production of oil and gas to monetize our vast reserves. Why this amendment bill? We not only intend to do away with the needless mention and regulation of mining activities, as it already has a sector-specific law, but also to provide a simple, transparent and stable regime for petroleum leases and petroleum production activities.
The Rajya Sabha today took up the Bharatiya Vayu Yan Vidhayak 2024 for discussion. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill in the monsoon session this year. Moving the bill, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said the bill defines design, manufacturing and maintenance of aircraft, which will help the civil aviation industry with a legal framework. He said the bill will replace the Aircraft Act 1934, which has been amended 21 times. Mr. Naidu said India is one of the fastest growing civil aviation markets in the world. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that maintenance of peace and tranquility in border areas is a prerequisite for the development of ties between India and China. He said the two countries will be discussing both de-escalation and effective management of activities in border areas in the coming days. The minister was making a statement in the Lok Sabha today on recent developments in India's relations with China. Dr. S. Jaishankar pointed out that recent developments that reflect continuous diplomatic engagements have set Indo-China ties in the direction of some improvement.
We are clear that the maintenance of peace and tranquility in border areas is a prerequisite for the development of our ties. In the coming days, we will be discussing both de-escalation as well as effective management of our activities in the border areas. The conclusion of the disengagement phase now allows us to consider other aspects of our bilateral engagement in a calibrated manner, keeping our national security interests first and foremost. In my recent meeting with Foreign Minister Wang Yi, we reached an understanding that the special representatives and the foreign secretary level mechanisms will be convening soon.
India has surpassed China as the biggest two-wheeler market in the world. In a written reply, Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy said, as per records of the Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, more than 16.6 million units of two-wheelers were sold in China in 2023, while more than 17 million two-wheelers were registered in India in the same year. Both Houses of Parliament resumed normal business today, ending the five-day deadlock between the government and the opposition. We have a report.
Substantial business was transacted in both the houses after government and opposition built consensus on smooth functioning during the ongoing winter session. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha took up both question hour and zero hour smoothly despite some uproar. While the Lok Sabha passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill, the Rajya Sabha passed the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Bill. Though the opposition MPs submitted notices for immediate discussion on several issues in both the houses, they did not press it and did not disrupt the proceedings. The session, which began on 25th of last month, will continue till 20th of this month. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The government today launched 16 initiatives to empower Divyangjan across the nation. The initiatives have been launched by Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar on the occasion of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024 in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, the minister emphasized that the event reflects the government's unwavering dedication to creating an inclusive society. Some of the key initiatives that were launched by the minister include the Kadam Ni Joint, Pathways to Access Part 3, Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan and the Braille Book Portal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated the government's commitment to boosting accessibility, equality and opportunity for Divyangjan.
Aaj Antarrashtriya Divyang Divas hai. Desh ke Divyang हमारे ही परिवार के सदस्य हैं हमने ही सबसे पहले इस वर्ग को दिव्यांग कहना शुरू किया उन्हें कमजोर फील कराने वाले शब्दों से छुटकारा दिया 2016 में हमने राइट्स ऑफ पर्संस विद डिसेबिलिटीज एक्ट लागू करवाया
In Maharashtra, BJP officials held a meeting in Mumbai today ahead of the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected Mahayuti government. Though the face of the chief minister is not yet clear, BJP state chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule also took stock of the preparations for the ceremony along with MLA Ashish Shelar, Praveen Darikar, Prasad Lad and others. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to take place on the 5th of December at 5 p.m. at Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Union ministers, governors, chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of NDA-ruled states, senior party leaders and senior officials have been invited to attend the program. The Mahayuti coalition, comprising the BJP, the Shinde-led Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's faction of the Nationalist Congress Party. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. In Jammu and Kashmir, a most wanted terrorist commander was killed in an encounter in Dachigam forests in the Srinagar outskirts today. A police spokesperson confirmed that the killed terrorist has been identified as Junaid Ahmed Bhatt, an A-category terrorist of the Lashkar-e-Taiba outfit. The spokesperson added that he was wanted for his involvement in the October 20th attack near a tunnel construction site in Gagangir Sonmarg area of central Kashmir's Gandharbal district, in which six innocent non-local labourers and a local doctor were killed. The Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, will launch the PSLV C-59 Proba 3 mission tomorrow at 4:08. PM from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre in Sriharikota. PSLV C-59 will launch Proba 3 satellites of the European Space Agency into the highly elliptical orbit. The commercial arm of ISRO, namely New Space India Limited, has got this order from the European Space Agency. Proba 3 satellites will split into two after reaching the orbit. The satellites will study the sun's corona, its surrounding atmosphere, space weather and solar wind. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Bhubaneswar this evening on a five-day visit to her home state, Odisha, to attend several official programs, including Indian Navy Day tomorrow at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will visit the 12th century Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri tomorrow morning and offer prayers to the Lords. After the darshan, she will grace the 75th anniversary celebration of Gopabandhu Ayurveda Mahavidyalaya in Puri. President Murmu, who is also the Supreme Commander of Indian Armed Forces, will grace the Navy Day as chief guest hosted by Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri tomorrow afternoon. The event marks the anniversary of Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. The event will showcase over 15 ships, submarines and more than 40 aircraft with support from Marine Commandos and personnel from the Indian Army. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has declared emergency martial law, calling it a necessary measure to protect the country from North Korea's communist forces and to eliminate anti-state elements. Making the announcement in a surprise late-night television address, Yoon accused the opposition parties of undermining the government, sympathizing with North Korea and paralyzing the nation's legislative process. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast a thunderstorm accompanied by lightning at isolated places of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema tomorrow. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, senior scientist R.K. Genuani said fishermen are advised not to venture into the areas of East Central Arabian Sea.
Heavy to very heavy rainfall over North Kerala, coastal Karnataka. And mainly fishermen are advised not to venture into East Central Arabian Sea of Karnataka, Kerala coast, Lakshadweep area. And the system is under monitoring and the system is just a well-marked low pressure area.
At sports, India defeated Hong Kong, China 31-28 in their opening Group B match of Asian Women's Handball Championship, which kicked off in New Delhi at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium today. In another match of the group, Japan thrashed Iran 34-14 in the two Group A matches. Kazakhstan beat China 28-26 and South Korea thrashed Singapore 47-5. India is hosting the handball competition for the first time. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre approves proposals worth over 21,000 crore rupees to acquire naval defence equipment for effective surveillance in coastal areas. Lok Sabha passes Banking Laws Amendment Bill while Rajya Sabha gives nod to Oil Field Regulation and Development Amendment Bill. Government launches 16 initiatives to empower Divyangjan across the nation. A most wanted terrorist commander, Junaid Ahmed Bhatt, killed in an encounter in Jammu and Kashmir. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol declares emergency martial law in the country. And India beat Hong Kong China 31-28 in Asian Women's Handball Championship in Delhi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.